From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. As part of a new agreement with the state's hospital industry, California's largest healthcare workers union is dropping two ballot initiatives opposed by the hospitals. Capital Public Radio's Max Pringle reports.
The Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers West, has withdrawn one ballot initiative that would have capped hospital executive pay and another that would have set strict limits on hospital pricing. The agreement with the California Hospital Association calls for a $100 million two-year campaign to overhaul Medi-Cal, which is the state's healthcare system for the poor. Dave Reagan with SEIU-UHW says improving Medi-Cal would be too big a job for one group.
Separately, we have not gotten the job done. California is 49th out of the 50 states in terms of the adequacy of a program that serves 20% of the population and growing.
The funds will be spent to promote legislative and regulatory improvements to Medi-Cal. The two sides say they may collaborate on a joint initiative for the fall 2016 ballot. At the state capitol, I'm Max Pringle.
The three California state senators currently suspended from the legislature are still receiving paychecks, but a constitutional amendment sponsored by Senate President Daryl Steinberg could prevent suspended lawmakers from being paid in the future. Steinberg presented the bill in a Senate committee Tuesday.
When exercising its inherent and expressed authority to impose a range of sanctions, each house of the legislature should be empowered to suspend its members without pay, should the circumstances warrant such action.
Currently, suspending members without pay is not legal. Steinberg says lawmakers' pay wouldn't automatically be stopped, but the option would be available. The bill would not be retroactive. If approved by two-thirds of the Senate and Assembly, the amendment could go to the voters this November. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.